Are you ready to awaken to a new you? Welcome to Healthy You Radio, the radio network that empowers you to heal you. Keisha Yours is here to share over 25 years of frontline medical experience, bringing you the latest scientific and medical research, tempered with the holistic wisdom of Ayurveda and functional medicine, all so you can be the best you you can be. And now your host, Keisha Yours.
And welcome to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Ewers, your wellness coach and advisor for today with radio that empowers you to heal you. So this is all about giving you information that will allow you to take charge of your own health. And of course, health and wellness comes in all shapes and sizes. There's actually not a subject we could talk about that doesn't have to do with health. So along those lines, today we're going to talk about the power of music and sound for healing. And I've got a couple of very special guests that I'm excited to have on today. His name is Akshara Weave. He's a musician, a recording artist, and a producer that specializes in the exploration of sacred sound and music in relationship to health and well-being and consciousness. And he's been a student of sound healing and sacred geometry since 1994 and was initiated as a Reiki master in 1999. Welcome to Healthy You Radio, Akshara.
Thank you, Keisha. It's a pleasure to meet you and to be here.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you here. So you're here talking to us from Boulder, you said. How is it over there? Is it beautiful and sunny?
It's very beautiful and very sunny.
Well, I'm happy to say that it's that way in Seattle right now, too.
Awesome.
So I'm a Reiki master and a teacher, and I love to use your CDs for my classes and for treatment sessions. And you have a whole Reiki healing series, which you know is a translation of the Reiki symbols into music using sacred geometry. How do you translate music using sacred geometry?
Well, there's a system of music that I studied based on mathematics, and it's possible to take sacred geometry where we look at the inherent relationships within the symbols and then translate those numbers into music. And the relationships that the symbols describe visually and mathematically can be projected into a tuning system, a rhythmic map, a melodic compositional framework, and then I take that and then massage it into a beautiful ambient soundscape to help support the practitioner or the meditator in the healing session or the meditation.
Okay. Now, is that what happens when, if you go to one of the media players on the computer and they have all of the beautiful pictures that go with the music? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that is geometry. That is geometry. However, that's more symbolic geometry. Sacred geometry is a path of using mathematics to describe and understand nature. And there's a more subtle meaning to the sacred aspect of it. And I like the definition that Michael Schneider, he's a contemporary author and educator, he differentiates secular mathematics from symbolic mathematics. Secular is what we learn in school, while symbolic describes the relationships we find in nature and the universe. And that's what we see often in religious architecture or art.
Mm-hmm.
But sacred mathematics is, he defines that even further as it's when the lessons that are found within the symbolic or philosophical mathematics are applied functionally, not just intellectually, to facilitate our growth and transformation of consciousness, then that's when it becomes sacred. So sacred geometry only has significance when it's grounded in the experience of self-awareness. If it's just cool mathematical shapes, that's cool, but it doesn't touch the divine and the sacred just by being on a screen or being a cool design.
Right.
There are inherent shapes that are found in nature that are more, that have deeper meaning.
So it's the intention that's placed before it, you know, before anything happens. Are you familiar with Melchizedek's work?
Yes.
Okay, so I just got Sacred Geometry books that are from him, volumes 1 and 2, and I haven't read them yet. And so, and then you came up as someone I was about to interview, and I saw that you were using Sacred Geometry with your music, and I was fascinated. I thought, oh my goodness, the universe works always in this way, right? Synchronicity.
Totally. As a matter of fact, recently the last project I worked on was a Tibetan bowl recording where we took the Metatron's cube, which is all of the five platonic solids combined together, and it's one of the Merkabas that Melchizedek teaches with the star tetrahedron, is one of the shapes within it. And we translated that three-dimensional shape into a two-dimensional projection over time, and then placed that as a compositional map, and then played Tibetan bowls along that map to try and musically draw the those shapes. It was kind of an exciting project.
That's very wonderful. Okay, that right there gave me a very good idea about how what you're doing, because I'm very musically uneducated, so you have to start from square one. So, so you have a CD that you've made that's called the 10-Minute Chakra, which is a meditation through the Ayurvedic chakra system, and you say it's through the system as a ladder, a spiral, and a helix. So I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner, and I do a lot with the chakra system, so I'd like for you first... Can you talk about the Ayurvedic chakra system, and then we can apply it to the ladder and the spiral and the helix?
Well, yes. The chakra system, the chakra means wheel in Sanskrit, and the chakras, there's traditionally seven major centers in the body that follow up the spine from the root up to the crown. And each one of those chakras has different qualities and is affiliated with different different parts of the body, and has certain tones and syllables associated with it. And these are like gateways to our consciousness, to different aspects of our of both our physical, spiritual, and emotional body. And we can tap into those by tuning our consciousness to the different chakras and what they mean. So musically, we take certain notes that are associated with each chakra, and those musical tones and the syllables that are spoken or sung with those tones can like tune us to the frequency or the intent of a chakra. And that's what that recording does.
So it's using like the Bija mantras that go with each one.
That's one of the systems used with it are the Bija mantras, so that, as you go up the chakras, you have Lam, Bam, Ram, Yam, Hum, Sham, and Om. And if a person wanted to focus in on their heart chakra, they could chant the Bija mantra Yam and at the frequency, and then that would help them tune to their heart chakra just with a more conscious awareness, like it's a vehicle to help. It's not necessary. A person can tune into the chakra without chanting. Yet chanting and vibration and sound is one of the inherent gifts of the human species that is unique to us. We have the capability of creating sound consciously and harmonically combining it together to create music. And nobody else does that. The birds do it, but they're not able to compose structure the way that we are.
So it brings up an interesting question, because I've done several years of chanting and use mantra, and you say specific frequency. So when I'm doing a chakra clearing, you know, and I'm at my heart chakra and I'm saying yum, yum, you said specific frequency. So now that's something that I don't know. I just chant. So what is the specific frequency for that? And I guess I'm looking for tonality and octaves, because you know, you hear when you hear chanting done and you hear mantras being repeated, different places you'll hear them being done differently. And I've always wondered that, you know, like, what key are you supposed to come in on for that? You know, does that make a difference? And I know, like, from Richard Gerber's book Vibrational Healing, that actually it does. That different octaves, different keys, all those things make a big difference.
They can. It kind of depends on the individual and their state of consciousness, and maybe what culture they were brought up in. You know, different cultures perceive different musical pitches and scales differently. What we perceive in the West is not as like a major scale is not necessarily perceived as a happy scale in the East.
And vice versa.
And this is one of those controversies in the sound healing field, is what is the importance of frequency? There are people who, there's a camp that believes that frequency is very important. This frequency represents the heart chakra, or this is the frequency of love. And that it, 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 there are specific frequencies that matter. And if a person believes that and they're tuned to that, then that is true for them, and then it is true. And there is an inherent mathematic principle to nature that can't really be argued with. However, there's another camp that believes that frequency is irrelevant. It doesn't really matter what the frequency is. It's about the relationship created in the space between the frequencies. Mm. And that relationship is where the magic takes place. And it doesn't matter if it's 100 hertz and 200 hertz or 200 hertz and 300 hertz, as long as the relationship between them is the same. And I tend to fall in that latter camp, actually.
That's interesting, because I bring this up for the second time, that actually intention, I think, you know, has everything to do with it, like what you're bringing to that space. If you're bringing heart, open-hearted love, and your heart chakra is open, then, and that's your intention, then of course that's going to be healing. But I have a set of crystal bowls, singing bowls in my clinic, and they're tuned to specific frequencies, you know, where it says this frequency is the thymus and this frequency is the heart, you know. Yeah. And that doesn't always resonate with everybody when they hear it, you know.
Right. And if it doesn't resonate, then it doesn't resonate. You know, it's like, right.
Yeah. It's counterproductive in my mind, you know. It's like, okay, well, all right. Well, we have to take a short break. And when we return, let's talk a little bit more about this and the five layers of the body, you know, the pancha koshas and how sound affects those, which again is in that vibrational medicine realm. And talk about your work specifically and how it's working, okay? This is Healthy You Radio. You're listening to Keisha Yours, and we return in a moment with Akshara Weave.
If you are tired of feeling sluggish, overweight, and out of balance, then welcome to the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method. The Fern Life Center now offers this medically designed protocol that results in fat loss while sparing muscle mass. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method is an easy four-phase protocol that helps stabilize the pancreas, hormones, and blood sugar levels while burning fat and maintaining muscle. Not to mention an excellent support for cellulite reduction. The best part? We guarantee success. Welcome to your last diet. Call the Fern Life Center now and register for our next free introductory seminar. That's right, free. Call 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and qualify for a drawing to receive your first product free. Call 425-391-3376 and find your healthy you.
Information provided on the Healthy You radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for the advice provided by your physician or other healthcare professional. You should not use the information from the broadcast of the radio show for diagnosing or treating a health problem, disease, or prescribing any medication or other treatment.
Join Ayurvedic and shamanic healer Keisha Ewers and Incan shaman Puma Kiespi for a two-week transformational journey to the sacred land of Peru. Synchronize your heart with the heartbeat of Mother Earth and connect to the healing power of the Andes in June of 2011 during the most sacred time of year. Winter solstice. There's an ancient Peruvian prophecy that the land of the eagle, also known as North America, will join with the land of the condor to assist in the evolution of human consciousness and preservation of Mother Earth, or Pachamama. Until now, the land of the eagle has been asleep, and it has been up to the medicine people of Peru to be the keepers of the ancient spiritual wisdom of Atlantis. Be a part of the new awakening of the eagle and healing of our country with this journey of a lifetime. Immerse yourself in the power centers of the earth located in and around the Andean region, including the mystical wonder of the world, Machu Picchu. In the company of the shamans of the Andes, experience the medicine of the earth. Open your chakras. Take part in sacred fire ceremonies, cultural and spiritual exploration, guided meditations, and immerse yourself in the spiritual energy of sacred temples at the most auspicious time of year for the Andes, the winter solstice. Register now for the early bird special and get $100 off your total tour cost. Trip dates are June 15th through June 30th of 2011. As you plan your coming year, give yourself the gift of transformation. Early bird specials in December 31st of 2010. Call Fern Life Center now at 425-391-3376 or log on to fernlifecenter.com for more information about this sacred journey of a lifetime. Look younger and feel beautiful with Fern Life Center's new Fern Simples Ayurvedic skincare line. Anything you put on your skin is absorbed by your body, so shouldn't it be all natural, organic, and good enough to eat? Fern Simples products are all natural, organic, and good enough to eat. Our skincare line is formulated by Keisha Ewers, ARNP, Ayurvedic and functional medicine practitioner, using the ancient wisdom and recipes of Ayurveda and the latest anti-aging research from today's science. Nourish, detox, cleanse, renew, and protect your skin with our complete skincare regimen, which can be individualized to your specific body type or by our expert Ayurvedic estheticians at Fern Life Center in Issaquah. Or look for us this fall in a store near you. Go to fernlifecenter.com for more information about Fern Simples Ayurvedic skincare line. Simply natural, simply balanced, simply beautiful. Mention this ad and receive a free tester of our anti-aging face serum or eye cream. Call 425-391-3376 today.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers. And if you can't find us Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on your radio dial, you can get our archived shows at healthyyouradio.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Make sure you type in and tell us what you want to hear about, who you want to hear from, what you want to learn. And you can also find us in the Twitterverse. We're tweeting every day, and so you can join that tweet stream and ask questions, and we'll answer you. So joining me today are a couple of masters of music. The first is Akshara Weave, who's a musician as well as a recording artist and producer that specializes in the exploration of sacred sound in music and its relationship to health and well-being and consciousness. And on break, Akshara, we are talking about how everything in the universe is made of vibration and the different manifestations of vibration, and wherever we are in that vibrational level is kind of what we attract to us. And I've had this understanding for a long time that the kind of music that you listen to, the kind of media entertainment that you indulge in, the ways that you spend your time and the places you hang out, that vibrational level is going to have a profound effect on you. And I really appreciate the music that you make because it's very high vibrational level.
Thank you, Keisha. I completely agree with what you're saying. And we were also speaking about the resonance with water, and that's kind of related to that because we are so much water, and our bodies, everything in our bodies is always in a state of vibration. And one of the things that music can do is to help us attune ourselves to a better vibratory state that's more in harmony with itself and with our inner nature and our consciousness. Mm-hmm. So the music that we listen to, there's a principle called sympathetic vibratory resonance, where one frequency strong enough can cause another frequency to drift to it.
Groupthink.
Yeah, groupthink, exactly.
Yep.
So that happens as a physics principle in music and sound. And so a lot of the times the music that we listen to kind of attunes us to a vibrational state. And when we listen to music together, we can kind of sync together like pendulums swinging and all start syncing in time together. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we're conscious about the music choices that we make and the states that we're in, and we listen to our inner selves, because before the break we were talking about, does a frequency work with us or not? Well, whatever our inner voice is saying, that's our inner song. It's, if something's out of tune with that, we know it. We can feel it. And if something's in tune, even if it doesn't make sense or it doesn't follow the rules or it breaks the form, then that's what's in tune with who we are. And music as a vehicle for consciousness is really about self-discovery and is a vehicle for tuning us into a more deep experience of the truth of who we are.
Yeah. And oh my goodness, that's so important for people to understand, because the more in tune that you get with who you are and your harmonious relationship with the environment that you live in, I feel, and I've had this experience, and I know you probably have too, judging from the music that you make, is that you can actually hear what the earth is saying. You know, you can hear the heartbeat of the Mother Earth. You can hear what the trees are saying when you're walking in a forest when it's quiet. You can, you know, if you learn to listen to music in that way where it's expanding your consciousness, you start to get in that river of sacred sound that's always being generated around us.
Absolutely. And that is so beautiful. And one of the intents in my work as a musician is to use music to point us and guide us to that deeper place of stillness, that mm-hmm. place of silence where we can hear our own heart song and the heart song of the planet and of the solar system and of the cosmos and of the divine. And to create music that, rather than be something that engages our minds to where it's something we listen to and tap our foot to, it creates a field of support for that journey that we are all going on and for people who want to go even deeper into it. Mm-hmm. So everything I'm working towards with music is to try and touch that quality that you were describing.
There's I'm sure you're familiar with this, some Swiss research that was done where a drop of water placed, you know, and underneath a surface where sound is then played underneath it, so that the vibration actually created patterns in that drop of water, like a maple leaf or a sand dollar. And when the sound was removed, then the water went back to its original shape of a drop. And I thought that was fascinating because that goes along with Dr. Emoto's work with the language of water. And as you noted, you know, we're anywhere, scientists say, from 86 to 94% water. And so what is the effect then that whatever we're listening to has on us, whether it's the words of other people or the words of our mind or the music? And my husband knows that if I'm out of sorts, I've said, put on music and that will get me out of it, you know, just do that. Don't talk, just put on music, you know, and then the ego can't be triggered inside of that space, right?
Right.
If you're out of sorts, your ego's triggered. And music is a completely neutral ground. You know, the Rumi poem of there's a field where there's no right and wrong and I'll meet you there. That's what, to me, what music can be, is that field of sound. And if you're upset with somebody, you know, just stop talking. Just turn on some beautiful sacred music and it'll pull you into that space that's only about heart and spirit, not about ego. So
yeah.
I think that's a really important use of music is to pull us into that space. So I'd like for you to be able to talk about the music that you make and a website for people to go to find your work. You have a really beautiful website.
Oh, thank you. Yes, my website is aksharaweave.com. It's my name. And that's aksharaweave.com. And on the site, I have downloads available of all the music that I've published and some other clips that I haven't ever released, commercially. And they were encoded as high quality as I could encode them, so they're much better than you would get through iTunes or Amazon. But they're available through all of the major places as well.
Okay.
And if you want to contact me through the website, the contact form actually does come to me, so.
Okay, that's wonderful. The Reiki music that you've made, I know you've made a lot of music and published a lot of really wonderful works, but my favorite, that's personal, is because of the classes I teach, is your Reiki music. And your interpretation of those symbols, I think, is just spot on and really beautiful. Because in Reiki, each of the symbols has a different use, you know, a different usefulness that's attributed to it. And I think you've captured that really, really beautifully. So I appreciate the work that you've done and the contribution you've made to that.
Thank you, Keisha. They were quite an experience to create and to go through. Each one of them took a long time. There was a pressure to try and get them all out in a certain time period, but each symbol I had to really kind of get into a relationship with it over a period of time because the mathematics is only a pointer. We have to experientially go through it. And by diving through into the symbol while I was working on each CD, that symbol was everything at the time. And the music really came from the symbol. I did apply my creative mind and my intuition in the process to try and help guide it into a musical form that was beautiful. But the symbol created the sound, and that sound informed the composition. And it was designed in such a way to where the individual who is either in the session, either the client or the person who is meditating, they become the melody, and the music is the surrounding for them to go through the experience they're going through in that moment. Like, whatever process they're going through, that music is designed to help support that to where they become the song, rather than it be something you just put on and listen to.
You know, I feel that as the person that gives the attunements to my students also during classes. We have a class coming up on November 6th and 7th, and your music will be there. As we have an aromatherapy master also that's a student of mine that she's created, she calls it Reiki Joy. And during the attunement process, I use that aroma on each of my students. And then this music is also playing. So I feel like what happens is the student gets permeated on a very cellular level with the music and the smell. And then that becomes Reiki. That is Reiki, you know. And so I really, it is what you just described is my experience of it. So you've done a very good job.
Or probably the driving force at the beginning was I wanted to figure out how to do Reiki with music. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just supposed to be an interpretation that could be used in the session. I mean, at the time, I didn't want to be so bold as to say you could just do the Reiki with the sound. But you can, and it's possible to, because the energy, the current that's conducted, all the healing is taking place within the individual, and that attunement, that resonance, the sound, if it's potent enough and harmonic enough, it's about creating a coherent field of resonance that a person, that supports whatever's happening. Mm-hmm.
Well, it works. And thank you again. Thank you for your intention of making that, because that's what's happened. So thank you for being on Healthy You Radio, Mekshara. And I can't wait to meet you in person and get your next, creative impulse that you send out to the universe.
Oh, thank you, Keisha. Thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you too.
Take care. You've been listening to Healthy You Radio. When we return, we'll talk to Stefan Jacob, who is also an artist whose forte is instrumental music for the soul. We will return in a moment.
These are challenging times. Sometimes it's hard to remember there is good news out there amidst all of the bad news. Sometimes it's hard to remember you are not alone. Keisha Ewers is not only a medical provider, but also an angel therapist. She is here to get you in touch with your angels and to help you connect to your higher self. You are not alone, and you always have the answers within you. You just need to remember how to hear them. Call Keisha for an angel therapy reading and begin to connect to your guides and higher self today. Call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 for an appointment with Keisha today. Please remember that angel therapy appointments are not covered by insurance, so specify when you make your appointment that you wish to have an angel therapy appointment. Because it's not dictated by insurance, it will be a longer appointment full of spiritual direction for you and your loved ones. Find peace in the midst of chaos and call Keisha today, 425-391-3376. Mention this ad and receive a free guided meditation CD.
Are you ready to find balance in your life? Sometimes life can be challenging on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Visit Fern Life Center and let Keisha Ewers, ARNP, an integrative medical specialist, design design a detoxification program that fits your unique needs, body type, and lifestyle. One size does not fit all, and detoxing can potentially be harmful if not done properly. Enter Fern Life Center's detoxification and Panchakarma program and come out with a new lease on life, feeling more energetic, peaceful, and lighter. Call Fern Life Center today and find out what transformation feels like. Call 425-391-3376 and make an appointment with Keisha today. Mention this ad and get a free steam in their unique detoxifying herbalized cedar steamer with any regular massage. Lighten up your body, mind, and spirit. You're worth it. Go to fernlifecenter.com and sign up for Keisha's free monthly newsletter, and you can keep up with the latest health tips, seasonal recipes, words of wisdom, and get your questions answered in her advice column.
Reiki is an ancient and powerful healing practice performed worldwide to treat pain, injuries, stress, and to promote deep relaxation. You can learn how to use Reiki for yourself in the Reiki 1 and 2 certification program at Fern Life Center in Issaquah. Learn the art of feeling, diagnosing, and treating with hands-on healing in Reiki 1. Incorporate distance healing in the Reiki 2 program. Become a certified Reiki master and teach your own classes with this life-changing educational program from the Fern Life Center. Call today to start your classes. 425-391-FERN. That's 425-391-3376. Or go online to fernlifecenter.com for more information about our products and services. Don't let the opportunity to learn a wonderful healing practice pass you by. Sign up for Reiki 1 and 2 certification programs at Fern Life Center. 425-391-3376. Mention this ad and get your textbook free.
The next class days for Reiki 1 and 2 are November 6th and 7th. Call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 or register online at fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and get the training manual for free, a $25 value.
Do you suffer from allergies, food sensitivities, hormone imbalance, depression, fatigue, weight gain, burnout, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disorders, skin problems, anxiety, or have stomach or gut issues? There is a solution. Keisha Ewers has over 25 years in medicine and brings the world of naturopathic medicine. Ayurveda and her Western medical education together to form an integrative approach to solving the root cause of illness. Keisha spends more time with her patients than most doctors and really listens to their stories in order to help cure a problem, rather than just treating symptoms. Give yourself the gift of good health and call Keisha today. Take control of your life and call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 for an appointment. For more information about Keisha and Fern Life Center, go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and get a copy of Keisha's immune-boosting tips for free. Beat the flu season naturally. Most insurance plans accepted.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Healthy Radio. This is Keisha Ewers. You're joining me for radio that empowers you to heal you. And today, as you can tell from the beautiful lullaby music that we've got going on, we're talking about sound healing and its effect on wellness and health. My next guest is Stefan Jacob, who's an artist whose forte is instrumental music for the soul. He's nationally known as a performer, a speaker, and he's worked with such notable people as Bernie Siegel, M. Scott Peck, Maya Angelou, Mark Victor Hansen, Joan Borisenko, and Larry Dossey, many of these having been guests on this show, favorites of ours. And besides composing and performing music, his passions include writing and reciting poetry and storytelling and leading workshops on living life fully. He's born in Sydney, Australia, and has one of those Australian accents that we Americans all love to listen to. He studied classical piano and jazz and played in many different kinds of bands. He's also a student of music and dance therapy. And after lengthy walkabouts through Asia, Europe, and the U.S., Stefan settled in Seattle in 1983 and started his company MM Music. And he has since composed and performed both solo and ensemble music for 14 recordings, including music for children and relaxation and meditation, as well as as two video soundtracks. So welcome to Healthy You Radio, Stefan.
And thank you, Keisha. It's delightful to be here.
It's quite a bio.
You know, I was listening, I'm going, boy, who is this guy?
I want to meet him. He's great.
That sounds kind of interesting.
So what is a workshop on living life fully composed of?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, that is a great question, and that is a lifelong pursuit of mine right now. I am, you know, you don't get there, right?
Right.
It's just a point out. It's like the railroad tracks that meet down
in
there,
the horizon.
And I would say that for me, I want that to involve all of me. I want that my body, mm-hmm. my mind, my soul, everything to be joined in a harmonious experience. Now, of course, if you're a human, as we know, that's not always the case, right? I mean, sometimes it's very much the opposite. Just like music, dissonant and consonant.
Right.
Harmonious, disharmonious, however you want to say it. And so for me, the way I do that, partly obviously, is through music. And that's just been a real blessing in my life to have that component. Because as our last guest was saying in addressing in a very, very interesting way to me, very specific, tangible, scientific way, you know, we can see the vibrations, we can assess them. And in the felt experience of life, well, we know when we feel great, we know when we don't feel great. So what is going on in that experience? Well, it is vibration, as he said. That was the first note I made when I was sort of thinking about what we're going to talk about today. But it's the music is just a part of it. He mentioned water. You mentioned water. I'm a water baby. I'm a Pisces. I love the water. It's like I grew up on the beach in Australia. It's like
fellow Piscean.
Hey,
yeah.
There you go.
We go with the flow.
We go with the flow, and sometimes the sea is wild and woolly, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's just like a mill pond, right? In fact, I did a sailing trip some years ago. I sail, I surf, I body surf, I'm learning windsurfing, I teach sailing. It's like, you know, that is such a real experience of vibration, the waves of life, you know, right there. Mm-hmm. It's like, and I'm just thinking of this too. It's like, you know, it came up in the conversation a minute ago. It's like, well, sometimes life is really not what we want. And you talked about that. And it's like you said to your husband, just play music. Well, yeah, I'm thinking, you know, we get upset with each other sometimes, but, and you referred to this about nature. It's like, but when you're out there, I don't get upset with that. It's nonpartisan. Music is nonpartisan.
That's
these
right.
things are just, they're just there.
It's the neutral field.
It's a wonderful way to, as a metaphor for me, to how to experience the human connection, because we make that personal. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, it's a real challenge not to. I mean, I think we all feel that. But I was thinking about going down the coast years ago, and I got in this big storm with this friend, and it was wild. And what I did was, my job was just to hold course.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the radar, watch the GPS. Am I trying to point towards my task? Not to rail against the waves and say, bad ocean, naughty
right.
ocean, go away, leave me alone. It's like, fat chance.
Look what you've done to me.
Yeah, look what
right?
you've done to me. And so it's a wonderful thing if I can bring that into my life, and I'm learning that. I've learned that somewhat, but I'm not even close to it. Something's upsetting. It's like, okay, what's my intention? What's my focus? Can I hold to that? Can I just
right.
lay down and just let that experience be there? Observe it, note it, don't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not going to do any good. I do want to mention music therapy, because in my studies with Helen Bonney and her work with the guided imagery and music, her approach was interesting. She would meet whatever that emotional state was. In other words, if you come in as a client, and I'm trained in this, but I don't practice that so much in her mode now, but I have done a lot of sessions. But the basic theory is, if you are wherever you are as the client, then my music selection will meet you where you are. In other words, if you're anxious, I am going to find music that will meet you in that place. So I won't actually try to change you out of the gate by putting something coming, because you'll naturally push against that.
Mm-hmm.
You know how when somebody's really, like, maybe you're upset and somebody says, just calm down.
Oh, I know. My husband will say relax, and I'm like, do you know that's the worst thing you can say to me?
That's my point, Keisha. It's right. It doesn't work. So her work is, and my approach is, okay, meet it. I think I told you the example in the hallway at your center there recently was the little girl that I teach piano to, and she was really bad out of shape when I went over, and she has a brother. I teach both of these. They're like 7 and 8 year olds, right? And she was like, he's on the computer, and her mom's saying, you know, you're doing piano now, right? And I just suddenly went, you know, I went on the piano, do you feel like this, you know, something like that, you know, and she went, and she just suddenly just changed because I honored that she was upset. And she went, oh, what's that? Can you show me that? She forgot in an instant what he was about, her brother was about, and came right there, and she wanted to learn that thing.
Well, you know what you did is you validated her.
I validated her.
Right. You didn't tell her that she was overreacting. You didn't tell her she was exaggerating.
Nada.
Right. You just validated her.
I validated her. I met her right where she was. And she was thrilled, and then she turned that into this cool
every female
thing.
Wants that, by the way. I don't know if males do, but every female wants that.
You know what? I will concur most wholeheartedly on the female front, and I'll tell you from my perspective as a guy that, yeah, I think validation is a really important part of life.
Yeah.
So in this case, musically, I did it. You know, I just went... And it's like a blues scale thing,
yeah.
You know, okay? And she went, show me that. Can you show me? Now, obviously, she can't do it with three octaves, but she could do one of them, and she just was lit up.
Yeah.
It was one of the fastest, most recent transformations, and I thought, that's music therapy. That's music healing. That's healing with sound. And it was just an intuitive thing. I didn't, like, stop and think, because by the time I've thought about it, it's gone.
Right.
You know, right. Can you do it in the moment? I mean, that's the Aikido master, right? And I'm not saying I'm that. I'm just saying that for a moment, I hit it. Other
I'm
times, I don't hit it.
You are there. That's what.
Well, I was then. It's not always like that.
Well, we have to take a short break and we return. Let's get more of that. This is healing stuff. This is the way to get into true health and wellness and synchrony with the universe.
Life on planet Earth.
Harmonious, yes. All right, you're listening to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers. We'll return in a moment with Stephan Jacob.
This is Dr. Bernie Siegel, and I don't hope for miracles. I rely on them. Give others hope and inspiration. Share your stories of healing, whether great or small, right here on Healthy You Radio.
If you are tired of feeling sluggish, overweight, and out of balance, then welcome to the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method. The Fern Life Center now offers this medically designed protocol that results in fat loss while sparing muscle mass. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method is an easy four-phase protocol that helps stabilize the pancreas, hormones, and blood sugar levels while burning fat and maintaining muscle. Not to mention an excellent support for cellulite reduction. The best part? We guarantee success. Welcome to your last diet. Call the Fern Life Center now and register for our next free introductory seminar. That's right, free. Call 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and qualify for a drawing to receive your first product free. Call 425-391-3376 and find your healthy you.
Ever wonder what you are really capable of? Scientists tell us we use only 20% of our brains. Explore the frontiers of consciousness, body, and spirit with me, Ajahn Boris, host of Mind Matters, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, Monday afternoons from 1 to 2. Your mind does matter. Set it free and unleash the 80% of your brain you don't use. Mondays from 1 to 2. Mind Matters Radio is part of the Healthy You Radio Network. Find us at healthyyouradio.com.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers, and joining me in the studio for our talk about music therapy and vibrational music is healing is Stephan Jacob, who's a wonderful pianist, and you just heard a sampling of his music bumping in and out of these different segments. So you have a couple of interesting titles to your music, Stefan, and on some of the CDs that you gave me as samplings, and one of them was called Grief. And of course, seeing a title like that after being hospice worker and ICU for all the years that I did Death and Dying, I have to ask the question, where did this come from?
Yeah, wow. This is a really interesting story. This was written many years ago. I was in the movement therapy, dance therapy program that you referred to in my bio, and that was here in Seattle, actually. Really interesting work, a whole other kind of part of this. But one day, I was sitting at home, and as I recall, this is quite a while ago, and I kind of went into this spontaneous movement session. And a lot of feeling. And then I just moved over to the piano and I started to play this piece. This melody came out. And it's, you know, it's in a minor key. And I was starting to, it's like, Mama. I was actually sort of cognizant of this kind of cry that was in me. And I had no understanding of why that was going on. So I just stayed with, and I started to work this thing. Say, Mama. And I thought, wow, that's really weird. So I just worked a little bit of this thing out, but I was really pretty deep in this sort of feeling of grief. And I worked on that for a while. Anyway, it was really interesting. I called my mom just, I think, right after this. And I was just checking in. And she's down in Sydney, right? And I said, how's it going, you know? And she said, oh, it's all right, I'm just cleaning out stuff. You know, I said, well, what do you mean? She says, well, actually, I just recently just threw out, I'm really sorry, maybe I made a mistake, but I threw out this old teddy bear of yours from, like, when I was really little that had no eyes and no nose, you know, how you chill to death like a dog does. And I said, and I get these chills from my body. I said, you're kidding. When did this happen? Well, it happened right around the time that I was doing this piece of music.
Mm.
And I just went, oh, my God, that is so strange. And yet not. It's like,
no, not
I mean, she's my mom, right?
Right.
It's like, you know, and by the way, I want to note there, it's like regardless of what I might think or feel about her in terms of personality and she as a parent and child and all that, like that bond is cellular, as you would
right,
know,
exactly.
being right, a parent, a mom,
four children,
right? Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
And I'm going, wow, that is really fascinating. So there was something, and this part of my life, this teddy bear, think of what a teddy bear or something like that to a child is.
Right.
And I'd had it all, I mean, I didn't have it in my possession for a long, long time. It was, but it's
you're
this,
mourning your childhood.
I was mourning my childhood.
Being thrown away, yeah.
Being thrown away.
Yep.
And I just thought, God, that's
pretty profound.
That's pretty profound.
Yeah.
And so that piece is, yeah, I mean, that's enough to say on that really for the moment.
We've got another one called Ode to Ed.
Interestingly enough, also about grief. Ed was...
I have a knack for picking those out, apparently.
I guess so. Well, you know, look, I mean, we could blow through so much time here on this subject, but I think one of the things that's really important for me is honoring all of life, as I said in the beginning when you asked me about living life fully. It's like, we have to honor all of it. We can't, you know, I think the tendency is we just want the good stuff. Well, duh, of course we want the good stuff.
Right.
But, you know, life is full of a whole range of experiences. So what are we going to do about that? Well, we do a whole lot of things, a lot of coping mechanisms. Mm-hmm. We deny it. We drown ourselves in work or sex or drugs or whatever,
right.
All the things that we do to try to push stuff away. But ultimately, my experience is if we can allow the experience in, then it's going to generate a different kind of result. And in this case, Ed was, I was married to a woman and it was her dad and he died.
Mm.
And this was done right after he died.
Mm.
And I really loved Ed. He was a really sweet man. And this piece, And you could, if you wanted, you could even play just a moment of it. But it's got these, basically, it's got two parts. It starts in a minor, but it goes to the major, and it goes back between minor and major throughout the piece. And it's very poignant. And to me, it's really about that yin-yang of life. It's like, okay, this is what life is really like. It's both beautiful days and dark nights.
I spend so much time teaching my patients this at Fern Life Center because you're right. We all want sweet. And I just had this conversation with my spouse the other night about this very thing. It's like if you, you know, you can't ask your spouse, are you happy, and think that that's the end all of that conversation. So what if you're not happy? If you're not happy, it's coming from inside of you, you know? And so it's like we have this craving for sweet all the time, and we deny and deflect every experience that's going to make us have the other tastes that Ayurveda talks about, which are bitter, sour, pungent, bingo, salty, right? And you have to have all six of them or you're not balanced. Life isn't balanced.
I have drunk ginger tea and lime juice or lemon juice for about 20 years. I make tea, you know. Yeah, and I love it.
Yeah.
And guess there it is. It's, and with my friends has bees with honey. So this is a beautiful, as you know, as a nutritionally oriented person too, healthy combo. But really what's going on, the heat of the ginger, the sour.
That's right.
And I love it. It's like this wonderful, and the sweet of the honey.
Yeah.
And it's like this really nourishing, fortifying tonic to my system.
Well, we're starting to get an understanding of that for the body and the physical system, but there's this whole other element of experiences in life that also have to be digested. And you have to have all of them because you actually don't learn from only sweet experience. You have to learn from the bitter, from the sour, from the pungent.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. When it's great, it's great. We're not, I mean, we might say, yeah, it's great, but as you said, we're not really learning. We're just acknowledging,
we're not being challenged.
Isn't it cool? Exactly. And it's in the other situations, like we're in the wild ocean, I mentioned. How do I hold course? In this case, this beautiful piece that came out of it. Well, what a gift. It's like, in other words, I let that grief wash over me of the loss, but it also kept going back to this major. It's like, well, sweet man, contribution to life, happy to have known you,
right,
back to feeling sadness again, back to feeling the joy of that. So I love that piece because it rid of rock and rolls between that.
So I think Valerie has Ode to Ed queued up. Let's listen to that for just a couple of seconds here.
See, there's the minor part.
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
And I think it's going. Okay, this is all the minor opening.
This is very thoughtful.
Yeah, pensive, exactly. Experience rather than just doing something else with
it.
I turned a piece of music out of that.
That was very lovely.
And that's the story, actually, of all of my music. It's always reflecting my experience.
Well, the titles of them, you know, you've got Journey, Together Alone. You've got a lot of, you know, that actually conjure up an experience before you ever listen to the music itself.
Mm.
So if somebody wants to get more of your music, how do they find you?
Well, you can simply go to the wonderful World Wide Web and type in my name. That's Stephen Jacob, StephenJacob, no S, .com, StephenJacob.com. And you'll find my website there with a bunch of CDs available.
And the other things that you do also, your website's very comprehensive.
Yeah, there's reference to, as you mentioned earlier, about the speaking and doing workshops and involving all of us in our lives and honoring all the different things that we want to do, yeah.
So, Stephen, in the last 30 seconds or so, what inspires you?
life is the big word that just comes right up there in all its glory and terror. I mean, I'm looking out the window
and it's all
going,
there.
What an incredibly beautiful day. We're sitting up in this fifth floor looking across to the Olympics, and Seattle's there, and nature's a really big inspiration. I think nature and people and the experiences, all often people have said, my, that feels like water, it feels like this, or feels like that. And so I think my body takes in, my being takes in life experiences and translates them into music.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. Thank you for joining us on Healthy You Radio. We look forward to more visits from you, Stefan.
My deep pleasure, Keisha. Right. Thank you for having me.
This is a wrap-up of today's show, so make sure that you join us at Fern Life Center this Saturday for 9 to 5 meditation workshop with Ajay and Boris. You can call 425-391-3376 to register or do it online at fernlifecenter.com. Remember to live, love, laugh, learn, and listen to the Healthy You Radio Network. Have a great day, everybody.